Developers of the Donlin Creek Gold Mine and the City of Bethel are trying to explore a potential partnership for a port facility in the lower Kuskokwim River. But the first attempt to formalize negotiations failed at the council's last meeting. The mining company was attempting to get the city to sign a non-disclosure agreement. KYUK's Shane Iverson has more.
At Bethel City Council's last meeting, the council unanimously voted to not sign a non-disclosure agreement with the Donlin Creek Company. The agreement would have been the first step towards forming a partnership. Donlin Creek's Mary Sattler spoke before the council at that meeting.
I think it's just common business practice that there is some level of confidentiality before you get, too far in the process.
Donlin needs a partner, or maybe several, in the downriver area if they're going to develop their site 200 miles above Bethel on the Kuskokwim. The agreement before the council was described by Sattler as a boilerplate non-disclosure form, with some language aimed at allowing the city to disclose some information it's required to by law. Council member Heather Pike.
Unfortunately, this really doesn't apply to us because we really can't have any closed session or any kind of back and forth with Donlin Creek that isn't a matter of public record. Mm-hmm. So our hands are kind of tied to state law.
Mayor Eric Middlebrook said that signing the form would be an advantage only to the mining companies.
It's kind of a negotiating tactic, and I don't think to agree to that is in our best interest.
A non-disclosure form would limit the type of information that the city could release about the project. Councilmember Rick Robb has been a vocal supporter of the mine, but he also voted against signing the form.
I don't want to stop the dialogue. I want to continue the dialogue and continue discussions. But I think this particular document, as it stands, I don't think we can do it.
The council said they'll look at other options with their private attorney. Sattler said that Donlin Creek understands that city governments and private companies have different legal obligations.
The company is fine if you would like to find a way to not have this a part of moving forward with the city or have a different kind of document.
Six council members voted to oppose signing the agreement, with council member Tundi Rogers abstaining. I'm Shane Iverson.